This is Ask the Expert on the Talk of Delmarva, 92.7 WGMD.
WGMD, the Talk of Delmarva, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning to you. Duke Brooks here. This is Ask the Expert, and I want to welcome to WGMD for the very first time, Laurent Deputy and Kelly Huerta. They are from the Sleep Emporium, which is fairly new. It's right in the Midway Shopping Center. Welcome to GMD.
Thank you very much, Duke, for having us here this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you.
All right. Now, most people, I think, when they hear the term Sleep Emporium, after they reject a hotel, okay, the next thing would be a mattress store. But that's not what you are, is it?
That's correct. We basically offer a variety of products to help people that need help with sleeping.
Now, almost everybody has an issue with snoring. There are a lot of people that snore, okay? Mostly it's men. At least that's the rumor. You know, I think that's one of those, like, urban myths that they, because women snore as well.
They just don't want to admit it.
You're right. There you go. Now, what causes snoring and what can be done about it short of, you know, a scalpel and all that kind of stuff?
Well, snoring is basically a narrow airway that can be compromised during certain positions and certain stages of sleep that results in the air that's necessary for us to oxygenate our bodies to be compromised that causes the sound, which is the snoring sound. Now, typically, that's usually an indication of other health problems, but sometimes it's just basic snoring, and that's where the Sleep Emporium has a variety of products that can assist with helping with that issue to be able for the consumer to be able to understand, does that fix the problem? And two is that there's not another underlying issue that may be occurring.
Now, there are quite a few things that one sees on TV for snoring, and I don't know whether any of them are actually, you know, worthwhile. Remember the nose thing that you'd stick on and keep the nostrils open? What's the story on that, Kelly? It just...
Well, there are multiple
gadgets
that people say work, and I think that probably it all depends on the user, but a lot of those things are good selling points, but not necessarily working as well as they would hope they would.
Now, what kind of products do you offer at the Sleep Emporium?
Well, for snoring, some of the products that we have are an anti-snore pillow.
Okay.
And that basically has an air-inflated device inside of it with snoring sensors in the pillow. So when the vibrations are picked up from those sensors, the air pillow inflates gently to turn the head in order for the patient to be able to breathe easier.
So Duke basically takes away from the wife who basically elbows the husband to move their head.
Or vice versa.
Something
people just don't want to admit, but facts are facts.
That is correct. And I think the genius of the device, like you were saying with the different gadgets, is that, again, it's an airway potential issue. So what this basically does is trying to position the head to a more comfortable area, which keeps that airway open.
And if that airway continues to close and it only opens when there's a lot of inhaling pressure, then that's sleep apnea. That can be very, very dangerous. You're not getting enough oxygen overnight.
That's correct.
Usually, you know, the goal of the Sleep Emporium is to really educate the consumer to be able to understand what's going on, so that they can be educated when they go and hopefully seek out health, you know, health professional health advice. So typically with snoring, if you just have snoring with no symptoms like tiredness, excessive tiredness, and again, it's got to be looked at, meaning are you sleeping enough hours during the night? And if you are and you just have snoring and you're not tired, then typically it's something that, yes, this product can definitely assist with. But ultimately, if you are tired and you do snore and this device gets rid of the snoring, but you're still tired during the day, this definitely could be something you need to seek out health, professional health advice on.
All right. It is 12 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock at 92.7 WGMD, the Talk of Delmarva. Welcome to Saturday morning. We've got Laurent Deputy and Kelly Huerta from the Sleep Emporium. They are in the Midway Shopping Center on the northbound side of Route 1. And we'll be back after a quick check.
Got a question? We've got the answer. Call Ask the Expert now at 945-9292, 800-518-9292, or pound 927 on your Verizon wireless phone.
92.7 WGMD, the Talk of Delmarva. It's a quarter after 8 on a cold but bright and sharp and clear Saturday morning. This is Ask the Expert. And with me for the first time in studio this morning, Laurent Deputy and Kelly Huerta, both of the Sleep Emporium. And if you are going northbound on Route 1 between Rehoboth and Lewis, they are going to be in the shopping center on the right that's called Midway. It's right near the BB Thrift Store and Surf Bagel, and you kind of can't miss it. So now, Laurent, what is APN? I see you've got a diplomate next to your name. What does that designate?
Basically, it's an advanced practice nurse.
Oh, okay. All right. So you are a nurse then?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And Kelly, you're a sleep coach.
Yes.
Okay. Shed some light on that, because I'm not exactly sure.
Well, I've worked in the medical field for a little over 23 years.
Just getting started,
and,
huh?
Done some work in respiratory, and then also, and then also in the field of DME, durable medical equipment.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Over the years, I've
You'll
done a lot
go.
Of stuff with sleep.
Sure, sure.
And then I started working for the Sleep Emporium. So, as a sleep coach and having some medical background, it helps.
Excellent.
To be able to, when a customer comes in, to review everything with them, find out what kind of problems they have. If it sounds as though they actually have problems other than just snoring, I encourage them to have a sleep study done or speak to a pulmonologist and sleep specialist, because that's not anything you want to play around with.
Now, can a person get a sleep study upon your referral, or would it have to be from a physician normally?
No, it would have to be from a physician.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that, you know, so, I don't know anybody that doesn't have some trouble sleeping. I have quite a bit of it, and neurologist has recommended various prescription medications, and frankly, I just really don't want to go there if I can avoid it. But I mean, if a person does not get the sleep they need, it's not something, I mean, sleep, some people look at it as being an indulgence for lazy people, and we know that isn't true.
That's correct.
Sleep
is
a physiological necessity. It's like air, water, and food. You have to have those things.
That's correct. I think it obviously impacts everything. I think what I usually encourage people to understand about sleep is that it actually helps the body be able to repair itself. And obviously, you know, the first thing people say when you talk about, like you have mentioned, sleep studies and, oh, I sleep fine. Well, there's two types of...
You don't know.
Yeah, you really don't. Just like blood pressure. People don't realize their blood pressure is high until they get it checked.
Yeah.
So typically what I tell to people is that typically sleep is quality and quantity. Quantity is what people think measures how they're sleeping, because they say, I sleep, you know, I go to bed at 10 and I wake up at 8. And they don't
That's
realize...
It's a long night.
For some people.
Yeah.
You know, and some people would like to have those hours to be able to sleep. But the reality is... some people have poor quality in sleep, and that could be because of the fact that they wake up frequently during the night, which unfortunately they can't go back to sleep which many people
that
have.
That happens.
You know, because the reality is there's a lot of things that keep our minds very active. And the first thing people seek for that is medication. As you know, costly nowadays for prescriptions and seeing physicians and things of that magnitude. Yeah. Not everybody needs medication to help them sleep. And one of the things that I like about the Sleep Emporium is they do have products in there that can help with people who just frankly can't get to sleep or can't stay asleep. And these are things that can help people that I think better than sometimes some of the medications out there.
There are things that will wake up ladies, and when a guy gets to be about my age, there are things that will, sometimes you have to get up and go to the men's room at night, and sometimes it's difficult to get back to sleep after that, but things that keep people awake and steal sleep from people may include snoring and insomnia. Mm-hmm. Insomnia is a pretty serious neurological condition, though, isn't it?
Correct. But I think the term sometimes is used prematurely because a lot of people sometimes we see at some of the clinics that I run, they don't truly have insomnia. They just have bad sleeping habits. And that's where I think majority of people lie is the bad sleeping habits, either because they can't turn their phone off at a decent hour, turn the television off at a decent hour. But for the most part, it's usually not a true neurological issue. It's more of a bad sleeping habit that they need to overcome.
And sometimes when patients or customers aren't getting the right amount of sleep and it's due to insomnia, sometimes that insomnia creates an anxiety-based issue. And with the anxiety, then they don't look forward to going to bed because they know they're not going to sleep. And then they toss and turn all night. Mm. And that creates a bigger insomnia issue. And we have products at the Sleep Emporium that are able to help with the anxiety, to help you focus on what you're there for without being over anxious about it. They relax you. Products such as the Dream Pad pillow. So the Dream Pad pillow has music that enters into the pillow through your app, through a microphone.
Oh.
And the music that you listen to is very relaxing, but it has the binaural beats in it. And the binaural beats.
So there is a rhythm to it.
Yes, there is.
It's not music without rhythm, right?
Right, right. Very relaxing music, but what happens is when the binaural beats kick in, instead of being anxious where your alpha and your beta state are, the binaural beats convert the vibrations into a very gentle signal, which sends a message to your brain that it's time to relax and to sleep.
Excellent. All righty. Now, we're coming up on 22 minutes after 8 o'clock at 92.7 WGMD. This is Ask the Expert.
Got a question? We've got the answer. Call Ask the Expert now at 945-9292, 800-518-9292, or pound 927 on your Verizon wireless phone.
.27 WGMD, the talk of Delmarva, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Saturday. Duke Brooks here. This is Ask the Expert. And if you did not get a good night's sleep last night, give us a call because we've got Laurent Deputy and Kelly Huerta from the Sleep Emporium here. And they're not a mattress store. I mean, there must be therapeutic mattresses and things like that that you have available if you get a prescription for one or something.
Well, you don't need a prescription for our mattress. The mattress that we have is called the Rest Bed, and you can actually buy a foundation, a firm foundation to go with it. But the Rest Bed that we have is, Rest stands for Responsive Surface Technology.
Okay.
So our mattress has sensors that go throughout the top of the bed, and the mattress, it's like 3 or 4 inches of gel-infused memory foam.
Mm-hmm.
But each side of the bed comes with its own tablet so that each person in the bed can adjust everything the way that they want to and go to sleep. What's wonderful about it is that each side of the bed is segmented into 5 different divisions. So each segment, you're able to adjust to your comfort level, and you can save it. And there are three different settings that you can use to allow it to be more perfect for you when you're sleeping.
One thing good about that bed is that it actually adjusts to your pressure points. I think everybody wants to know that they need a firm mattress, a soft mattress, this mattress.
A lot of people never figure that out.
Well, that's where this bed comes in handy, because it actually can be able to sense your tension points and adjust it throughout the night to be able to allow you to have that comfortable night's sleep. Now, you know, there's other mattresses out there where you can actually adjust the pressure. The thing, like you just said, is how do you know what number or pressure point you need? Well, this rest device, those sensors help determine that, and it changes during the night depending on how you change your position. That obviously makes it easier for a person like me that can never figure out what number am I, or some of the things that it's important for me to be able to get a good night's sleep.
One time I was in the hospital, and they had me in a bed that would pump up at different times, and this would happen constantly. So about once every 15 or 20 minutes, I'm trying to get sleep, and the bed goes, I mean, I couldn't believe it. And when I said to the nurse, you know, how is a person supposed to get sleep on this? She looked at me with kind of like, sleep? What is that? What are you talking about? You know, I don't get it at all. But, you know, hospitals are not good places to get sleep, are they?
Not for the most part.
No, they sure aren't. Now then, so we talked a little bit about the mattress, the rest mattress, and you've got different kinds of pillows. What are some other things? I mean, I sleep with earplugs. I mean, I've been doing that, I think, since probably 1990. Now I don't think I could get to sleep without them. But, I mean, it seems to me to actually help me get to sleep and have better sleep than, you know, without.
Yes, there are a lot of products that are designed to help with discomfort and pain, but also with comfort. So besides the beds and the pillows that we have, we also have items such as eye masks, and some of the eye masks also have the earplugs in them. And we have headphones, bedphones, devices that are able to assist you in being comfortable and relaxed. So
there's also some devices in there that offer sound, because some people, they can't sleep without television on, things of that magnitude. So we do have special sound machines that emit various tunes and such that people can listen to be able to help them get to sleep, that have some type of timer on there, so at the end of the day that doesn't disturb them from waking up.
Mm. Sometimes if a person was in the Navy and they were on board ship during their career, they cannot get to sleep without some kind of a throbbing sound. Like if you were on an aircraft carrier and you slept near the engine space, it's going to be like that all the time. You can't get to sleep without that. And I imagine it would maybe ruin somebody's life after a while, but, you know, some people need that sound. Linda has to have the TV on. I don't get it.
Yeah. So sound machines that we have, some of them are just white noise and fan sounds, but then we also have some that are absolutely wonderful. There's like 10 or 12 different sounds, but as you turn the volume, it changes the sound and adds another sound to it. So if you're listening to the brook and you turn the volume knob, it changes to the brook with a bird chirping.
Oh, very interesting.
And then if you turn it again, it has another sound included. So we even have sounds that include city noises, trains.
Sure.
And I like the country sort of thing, there are people that have moved here from the country, from the city, mm-hmm. and they've got to have those noises, the cars, and
it's like John Cusack in that Clint Eastwood movie about Savannah, Georgia, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. That one, Cusack played a New York City writer, and he comes down to Savannah to cover something. And he has a tape recording of the city noises that he made so that he could get to sleep. Weird. Okay.
The one thing I'll say, Duke, is you've mentioned a lot of great ideas here, and that's one of the values of the sleep coaches here at Sleep Emporium. They can be able to understand how do you sleep and be able to kind of educate you in some of the products that can assist you with it, because like we're talking about here, everybody's different.
Oh yeah.
So that's why, you know, like too hot, too cold, what type of pillow do you like, what kind of mattress do you like to be on, do you like noise, no noise, what type of eye mask to help you feel like you're comfortable and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what the goal is of the Sleep Emporium, is to be able to find a plan for each individual customer to allow them to be able to have that restful night's sleep that can allow them to tackle their pretty much busy day every day of the week.
Sure. Okay. I want to thank you folks for coming in. Laurent Deputy and Kelly Huerta from the Sleep Emporium. They are located at 18675 Coastal Highway. That is northbound on Route 1 between Rehoboth and Lewis, the Midway area. And they're in the Midway Shopping Center next to the BB Thrift Store and Peninsula Dry Cleaners. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. We're open 10 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Sunday. Our phone number is 302-313-5061. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one now.
Thank you very much.